I'm with the photography class, and the project I did is all self-portraits. It's me dressed up as different characters, like I'm a banshee, and I'm also a mermaid, and I'm a doll, and another one. So most of these were taken against a green screen, and the background was done separately, and then I photoshopped myself onto it, and did a lot of manipulation in Photoshop to make it look a little less real and a little bit more dreamlike. So that's what it looks like.
Did you have someone helping you to take these images, or did you just use like a self timer?
No, no one helped me. I used all self timer. It was especially difficult with the mermaid costume because I couldn't get out of it in between. So what I did was I just put it on continuous and hoped I stayed in the frame.
Looks like it came out great, though.
I like the mermaid one. It's pretty unlike most mermaid pictures in that it's kind of scary looking. I kind of was going for a more, like, the live-action Peter Pan mermaid, where, like, they have scary mermaids, so, rather than necessarily pretty. So, like, I made my hand and kind of claws. And that's a Wendigo. Wendigos aren't... They don't have a really defined appearance, except they're sort of skeletal. They're a Native American myth, where... And there's an actual real psychosis called the Wendigo psychosis, where people go crazy because they think they're being possessed by the spirit of the North, and they eat people. So supposedly the Wendigo was a male or female creature who is the spirit of the cold, who would entice people to like become cannibals.
So it sounds like you took something you had a previous interest in,
kind of
folklore, and applied that to your photography.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. Are there any maybe funny stories? You mentioned the mermaid thing where you couldn't quite get out of it. Are there anything else that behind these images that you wouldn't readily see?
Doing the banshee photo, when I was readjusting the lights, my wig caught on fire. And when putting it out, I knocked over the lights and broke them. But basically they were really much bigger pain in the ass than I thought they were going to be in terms of doing everything myself. But I'm really happy with the results.
I guess photography can be more dangerous than you might think.
Yes.
Caught on fire, wow. Well, nonetheless, they all came out really well, so thanks for taking the time to show that to us, and
thank you.
Great job.
Thanks.